This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
The college football season, Michael. We will have college football. Meaningful football games. Not this weekend. But next. But next, Mike. That's when you know. When the AP Associated Press Top 25 is released, you know. And that was released this morning. Any guesses as to who's 1 and 2 right now in the preseason top 25 rankings? Come on. Should be an easy one.
Florida Atlantic.
Nope.
And Michigan State.
Just try to be a sports person. Try to be a, don't be weird.
Asking you not to like the Nuggets.
Two O's, Mike. Ohio State and Oregon. It's going to be the year for Dan Lanning.
I know Washington plays one of them, not sure about the other.
Oh, Oregon's going to stomp them.
They did. Well, they didn't stomp them last year, it was a defeat.
Yeah, well, Oregon, Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia at number 3, Notre Dame at 4, Texas in the top 5. Indiana did not crack the top 5. They're number 6, followed by Miami, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. There's your top 10.
Will Indiana be a one-year wonder?
Well, they were pretty good the year before that, though.
I'm talking about, like, will they, like, be really, really good this year? Or
do you want them to be good?
They lost their quarterback.
Are you rooting for them to be good? Yeah, they did. Yep.
I'm rooting for them to be good if Washington plays them. I'm rooting for them to be good if Washington doesn't. I think Washington does this.
Yeah, okay. Von Miller found a new home, Michael. Well, actually, it's an old home. He is coming home. He agreed to a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. The team announced on Sunday night it's a one-year contract. It's worth $5.5 million, has a maximum value of $7.5 million. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport.
That depends on incentive?
Yeah, probably. Vaughn had been posting a lot, man. He had been putting it out there. He obviously wanted to be a Bronco, big time. And he said, hey, I can roll out of bed and get 5+ sacks. So I was kind of shocked he wasn't on a team at this point. But now he's going to be playing for the Dallas Cowboys. How about that? Texas A&M dude playing for the Cowboys.
I will still be rooting against the Cowboys. I'll be rooting for Von Miller to be the only good player on that team.
I don't mind. I'm not like you. I don't hate the Cowboys. I just don't have it. 37.
I hate a lot of their fans.
37 years old. 37. Big Hub texting in. Oh, gotta do it. Let me just say, preseason doesn't matter, so don't get your hopes up. And blank Sean Payton. Can't believe he'd say that about our fans. Yeah, did you hear what Sean Payton said? It's great being here tonight. A bunch of people dressed up as empty seats.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true. And I've been to Broncos preseason games, and there are a lot of empty seats.
There were a lot of empty seats.
There were more empty seats than usual.
Yeah.
But I think some of that is the fact that they're not expected to be good.
Yeah, maybe so. And Big Hub, you would tell us more, you would let us know more on that than anyone of our listeners, I'm sure. But Sean Payton, do we have issues with Sean throwing a little shade at the Falcons fan base? Big Hub not happy. I mean, he dropped an F-bomb in the text, Mike. You see it. It's just literally an F. He didn't spell it out because Big Hub's classy. But I can imagine Falcons fans not happy about that.
Who cares?
It's funny, kind of.
Sorry, but like your fans, if you don't show up for the game, you do receive some criticism.
For a preseason game?
Yeah. I know a lot of people don't want to go to the preseason. I think preseason tickets should probably be cheaper. NFL fans aren't going to do that. I did buy tickets from someone and I paid her full choice, but I did get to sit in the South Stands.
Okay. Also referencing, you know, the fact that Sean Payton hates Atlanta and Atlanta hates Sean Payton, right? Because of the old Saints days. So kind of makes sense. Big Hub says, it's preseason, Micah. He's yelling at you. Good. Get him, Big Hub. Get him.
It is preseason. It's preseason. I understand that
it's just
you guys,
preseason.
I just feel like maybe you guys aren't the best fan base. You would have had more people in Bronco Stadium. But yeah, I understand that it's going to be like completely empty. Speaking of not empty, the WNBA game that I watched didn't have too many
Wait, who did you seats. Watch? Do you even remember? Was it the Fever?
A team wearing black and then another team.
Wow. This is the kind of reporting you're not going to get anywhere else. You're just not going to get it.
I don't. I think one might have been the Libertarians and the other one was the Golden Knights knockoff team.
That's Las Vegas. That's a hockey team.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Was it the Fever by chance? Was Caitlin Clark in this game?
I would have known if it was the Fever because they're the only team I'm familiar with.
Okay. That's what I'm just trying to clear it up. There you go. That is sideline reporting from Michael Kirkpatrick. Michael, which game are you watching? I don't know. One team's wearing black and the other team's wearing something different. You all right, back to the studio, boys.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Like it was just two teams that I didn't care about. I was just watching it so I can criticize the WNBA, you know, without being like, "Well, I've never watched a game, but it's stupid." The fourth quarter was actually pretty good. They played good basketball. Not a lot of flopping. They played pretty rough, though.
All right. Well, there you go. That's
I'd like to see
good.
A little bit more of that in the NBA.
You don't... All right. Well, Big Hub says, I cannot believe you would want to start beef, a new rivalry with the Broncos. That's Sean Payton, though, isn't it? Sean's going to do that. He doesn't mind being loathed. He doesn't mind it. He might actually thrive on it. Faith says, way to go, Michael. Way to give some effort. I'm watching the WNBA game. Proud of you. I'm actually impressed.
Will I ever watch another one?
I think you should.
Will I stay
Keep
awake
going.
For a full WNBA game?
Keep going, Mike. The new team at Heisman has launched Heisman Hopefuls, a data, storytelling, and fan voting platform aimed at expanding the conversation about the award given to the most outstanding player in college football. The platform will feature official player data and regularly updated EA Sports College Football player ratings. It will allow fans to place the first official vote for the Heisman Trophy. Okay. The Heisman CEO, Jeff Price, said, we surveyed college football fans. They told us clearly that they want more data on more players and more ways to engage with the Heisman Trophy throughout the season. Was it broken? Was the Heisman voting system broken?
I didn't realize fans could vote for that.
Well, they can now. They get the first official vote? What does that even mean?
Okay, well, here's my thing. I don't like fan votes. I don't like it. I don't trust it because I used to be one of these guys back when I voted for the Pro Bowl. I would just pick all Broncos. But
I don't
look
think
at
fans
the stats
should vote
like,
on anything
well,
important.
Well, actually,
Your
this
case.
Bronco doesn't deserve to go
I don't
because
think
they're like a bunch
we
of
as
other
fans
players who have better stats.
Should be able to vote on anything of importance. I don't believe so. I don't think we should vote on All-Star games. I don't think we should vote on MVPs. I don't think we should vote on Heismans. Big Hub, Brady, what did you think of the women's strength coach speech at CU? A lot of people are making fun of it. I saw it. Of course, a lot of people saying that's your strength coach. No wonder the team's so small. I think she's an assistant strength coach. Didn't have an initial freak out about it. I mean, she says, I don't do it for the love of the game. I do it for the love of y'all. She's from Canada, I think. So where'd the y'all come from? I'm just curious.
Oh, it's like when a politician goes to the South and says, You know,
no,
it's a carpet bagging type of thing. So I know I'm from New York, but I'm going to say y'all, and I'm going to have a little accent because I'm down here in New Orleans.
No more. It's like Brian Kelly when he became the LSU coach and he suddenly changed his accent. It's like that.
Yeah.
Let's make it into a sports.
Pandering.
Let's not talk politics in the office, Mike. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Let's not
though.
Talk politics in the office. Let's just try to stay away from that. Faith says, yeah, I didn't feel anything was wrong with the Heisman system as it was. I didn't either. Why do we keep fixing stuff that's not broken? Why do we do that?
More fan interaction, I guess, because they want more money.
Are they hurting for fans in the NCAA on the football side of things? I don't think so. 15 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, we'll catch up with Mark Johnson. He is our Colorado Buffaloes insider. There's always drama around the Buffs. How about this story, though? Deion Sanders subpoenaed for Suns bankruptcy trial same week of Colorado opener. Maybe we'll ask Mark about that coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Broncos football. Then you want Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening at 1310 KFKA.
Just 19 minutes after the hour, welcome back into the whole show. I don't know. It just seems like this year, like more than ever, any kind of post about the Buffs, Coach Prime, we got this strength and conditioning coach speech. People are flipping out about that. I watched it. It didn't hit my ears wrong. Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. I guess anything now, anyone involved with Coach Prime, Mark, this is going to be stuff for us to talk about for the rest of his days, I'm sure.
Well, what are we talking about exactly?
Okay.
I didn't catch front end.
Clear me up on this one. So there's a video circulating on the Twitters and the X's of Colorado's strength conditioning coach, or maybe assistant strength conditioning coach, Morgan.
Yeah, there'll be assistant.
Assistant. Yeah. And this is why we have the voice of the Buffs on here, because you have everyone saying, okay, that's their head strength and conditioning coach. Did you see her speech or anything? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it's like every other speech you see for a football team. Somebody gets up there, they give a few superlatives,
yes,
a couple of cliches. You know, it's what was the great character in SNL a few years ago? Gosh darn it, everyone likes me, right? I'm good, I'm kind, I'm smart, and everyone likes me. It's a motivational speech that every coaching staff in America gives, and people are going out of their mind over it. So, you know. But no, Coach Swayze is the head strength conditioning coach.
Yes, and this is
Morgan's one of the assistants. Yeah.
And again, you see people getting on saying this is the head strength and conditioning coach. This is what she's saying. No. And again, like you said, yeah, I watched it. It doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't really do anything negatively for me either. It's a typical kind of strength and conditioning type of speech, Mark. I mean, what are we doing here?
You know, a lot of people get into inspirational quotes and those kind of things, and they love TED Talks and all these kind of things that people get into. They're motivational speakers. I've never been a real big fan of that kind of stuff. To me, that doesn't do anything. It's like the Newt Rockne speech before a game. That's all great, and it gets you wound up. And then the first play, someone comes down, smacks you right between the eyes, and you go down and forget everything that was said.
Yeah.
All right? And so motivational stuff is not effective in my mind in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't do anything. You know, when somebody says, oh, we're going to win one for the Gipper and all that kind of stuff, no, that's not true. I mean, over the years, I've talked with players about that ad nauseum. The fact that, yeah, the motivational stuff is great until the game starts. Then it's all about execution and effort and eliminating mistakes and all those kind of things. And so, you know, when I see these things, I just kind of go, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. You know, it's part of the deal. It's what we do. It especially, I think, is prominent when you're dealing with college-age people because they're a little bit younger and they're a little bit more malleable than maybe, a 28-year-old growing man would be in an NFL locker room. And so when I see this stuff, and that's why I don't get caught up in preseason hype. And you know, my wife sometimes, when in regards to this kind of stuff, always says to me, "You're such a wet blanket." No, I'm not. I'm a realist. I'm a realist. Right now, there are 137 fan bases or whatever it is in the FBS that are out of their mind excited. They're all jacked up. They are all wound up. They're all jumping up and down. Their team, it's going to be the greatest year of all time. They've got the greatest quarterback. They've got the greatest coach. They've got the greatest staff. They've got the greatest fans, and on and on and on. And then in about 2 months, when the vast majority will be sitting there at 500 or below, and all of a sudden that wears off. And so I'm just more of a realist. You know, Gary frequently on our broadcast, Gary Barnett frequently gets bashed by fans because they say he's being negative. And I've never thought Gary was negative in any way, shape, or form. Gary's a realist. He's a coach, right? What do coaches do? They evaluate. They look at something and say it's black or it's white. We're good or we're bad. We're not as good as we need to be, so we need to get better. And so he makes those kind of comments. And fans, because, you know, you've heard me say this a million times, fans see with their hearts, not with their eyes. And so they get caught up in the emotion of things. And I enjoy that. It's part of what makes athletics great. But when I see something like this video today and everyone's going out of their mind, I'm like, well, first off, A, it's not the head strength coach. This is one of the assistant strength coaches. And B, great, she's given a little uplifting, moral, positive, you know, rah-rah, let's go get them. I love you guys, so I'm working hard for you. You work hard for me. That's what the message was. Well, fantastic. You know, that's great until they get out there and they're playing, and then it's going to come down to X's and O's and ability and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not trying to be a wet blanket. It's just I love how people kind of argue about this stuff.
Well, the only thing, I guess, one thing did catch me a little bit. She said her family's from Canada, and she kept dropping the y'all phrase, so she clearly had to pick that up somewhere, Mark.
Well, and that's like, you know, we all get caught up in the dialects and the whatever you're around. And listen, there are a lot of Southern guys on the staff, right? We know that. A lot of guys come from outside the staff. I hear y'alls every once in a while when I'm around there. I'm a Northern guy, so I don't talk that way.
I know.
But we all get influenced by those who are around, and we start to take on some of those characteristics. And so, you know, here's the thing about it. Every one of those people that's, you know, busting her chops for the y'all, if you spend a little time around there, they're influenced by somebody. I don't know who it is. Somebody's going to influence them. They're going to have a little something that maybe is not, shall we say, normal for their background. And, you know, so it's just funny how this works. Listen, if I could borrow a phrase from Prime, the haters are going to hate. And so that's in some regards what you're getting here. People on the outside looking for something to pick on, and here we go.
Mark, I'm just going to start sending you inspirational speeches from coaches. I got one. How about, like, did you see John Harbaugh? Just keeps declaring, hey, you are the New York Giants. He said it like 14 times in his speech. That's got to get you going because they clearly know who they are. They are the Giants.
Well, no, apparently they did not know where they are because John Harbaugh had to tell them over and over and over again. I just, you know, I like coaches, and this is when I'm back in my playing days, as meager as they were, I enjoyed coaches that dealt with me, you know, sure, the idea of speaking positive over somebody, I get that. You want to encourage people. That I understand. But the encouragement was about what your abilities are and how you can get better and how if you work harder and you lift harder and all these different things, you take more shots, in my case, being a basketball player, how that can improve you. But when it came to kind of the rah-rah kind of stuff, that never resonated with me. It just never touched me in any way, shape, or form, and it didn't do much for me. And so when I see that kind of stuff, I've got friends of mine, by the way, that are rah-rah guys. They are sending me motivational speeches one after another about all kinds of stuff, and I just kind of say thanks and hit the link. That's my world.
Remember, I'm going to be sending you stuff randomly, and we're going
to
see. Maybe you're going to respond one day and go, wow, Brady, you found one. This one has me motivated.
I'll say thank you and then hit delete. Yeah, exactly. I will respond, I promise.
Mark Johnson joining us. Mark, I did see this one yesterday out of USA Today. Deion Sanders subpoenaed for son's bankruptcy trial. Same week of Colorado opener there, obviously on the Shiloh Sanders situation. What do you know about that? What do you know about the subpoena at this point?
Well, all I know, to be honest with you, I mean, literally after Micah put me on hold before he put me on, I glanced down at Twitter and saw it. So I saw the headline. I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder how that's going to work. And I'd have to imagine there's got to be some sort of legal step that, you know, whatever's going on with that bankruptcy thing with Shiloh, okay, that's separate from the football program. It's just a former player, happens to be the coach's son. I would imagine there's some sort of legal deal that Dion's legal people could tap into and say, hey, yeah, I can't do it that, you know, right then and there. I mean, you're not going to – he can't be there to do that on Wednesday, for goodness sakes, when they're playing on the, you know, Thursday night in Atlanta. So I'd imagine there's probably some sort of legal maneuvering they can do to maybe move that and have it at a more expedient time, maybe the following Monday or something where, you know, it's 6 days away from game day or something. And so I'm sure they'll take care of that legally.
Well, Mark, don't worry, man. We're about a week away from it's just going to be straight football questions from here on out. Don't worry.
It's never going to be straight football questions.
Probably not.
And you know that.
Yeah. Well, honestly, especially with Coach Prime, there's always going to be something extra we're going to get, something he's going to say. And it could be about anything. It could be about the weather. And then that's going to be news. And I'm going to bring that to you.
Hey, let me tell you, he and I were on the practice field last Monday. And he comes running over. And we chat after practice for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes about a number of different things. We're talking horses and all kinds of stuff. And there was a friend of mine standing there with me, and he was really in awe of the fact he's meeting Deion Sanders, and he asked him a question about training camp down in the Springs. And Prime, you know, gave him some answer, and I said something about, what's your most memorable training camp? And he gets that Prime, you know, million-dollar smile of his, and he says, My best memories of training camp were playing Major League Baseball, so I didn't have to be at training camp.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought that was outstanding. And I said, seriously, how many training camps were you at? He said, I think I was at 2. He said, the best thing I remember, he was only at 2. And I just thought, there's a funny story from Deion Sanders and shows you how quick he is. But, yeah, my favorite memory of training camp was playing Major League Baseball.
Well, and that makes me, you know, on the inspirational speeches, that means I just got to send you the Allen Iverson one again about practice, because that would fit with this conversation.
We're talking practice. one of the great ones of all time.
Well, and like you said, that's real. You know, those are the best ones when they're real.
Yes, and Allen Iverson was one of the more, you know, unique personalities, of course, and was a spectacular athlete. I mean, a phenomenal athlete. Could have been a college quarterback, probably could have played in the NFL with his ability and the way he threw the football and all that, and I'm sure could have been a great baseball player. But, yeah, there's a guy, at least there's honesty in that, right? And for one of those guys, it's a freak of an athlete. The stories, in fact, late in the career, I heard when he was with Melo and with the Nuggets and about just his physical prowess, number one, and number two, by the way, and we know this got some guys, some teammates of his in trouble, the way he was able to have a very good time into the wee hours of the morning, and then literally hours later be on the practice court and going 100 miles an hour were legendary. And so he was always a unique individual. But I appreciated his honesty. Sure, that wasn't about hype. That was just about him being honest of who he was. That's the kind of stuff I appreciate.
Mark Johnson joining us. Mark, I don't know if you glanced at the first. This is when you know football season is right around that corner. We get our first top 25, the preseason version. Did see a Big 12 team, BYU, sitting at number 14. What do you make of that?
And that was the highest ranked Big 12 team, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Texas Tech was ranked, but I think they were a little bit lower.
Oh no, Mark! Well, I screwed you up. You're right. Texas Tech coming in at 12.
Okay. All right. I knew they were somewhere in the teen area anyway. You know, I guess that's about right. I mean, you know, the preseason poll. What at this point? What's it based on? It's like you and I've talked about the guys in Vegas. How do they actually evaluate all of this? I did see, what was Ohio State number one, correct?
Yep, Ohio State number one, Oregon number two.
And Oregon number two. So Oregon's overrated again, simply based on the hype that we get, you know, going in this thing. I saw what Indiana, I think, was fifth or sixth or something, the defending national champions. And so I'm sure that Kurt Cignetti is going to use that as some sort of a slight in terms of his motivational speeches. So it is what it is. Gary and I used to talk about this years ago when he was when I first got here and he was coaching. He always thought that a true college football poll should not ever be released until, I think he said, 3 weeks in. Give everyone 3 weeks to evaluate everybody. And this was pre-transfer portal, by the way, what he used to talk about that. And that way we really know what they are. Because that preseason poll is based on so many things that have nothing to do with what's actually going to happen on the field. But, you know, it's good for us to talk about, right?
It does. It gives us one more thing.
Yeah, it gives all of us something to talk about and fans to go nuts about and fans to argue about. And that way, when an assistant strength coach isn't doing a motivational speech, we can at least argue about the top 25 for the main topic.
Yeah, that's honestly, I was seeing that. I'm like, okay, we need football. We need football badly because we are talking about assistant strength and conditioning coaches' speeches, which is nothing controversial. It's just a rah-rah speech.
But here's the thing, and you just touched on this with Deion Sanders. That just goes to show you, what other program in America is having a conversation about an assistant strength and conditioning coach?
Correct.
Nobody.
Yep.
It's because it's attached to Deion, and that's becomes a point of contention and social media banter and all that kind of stuff, simply because it's Deion Sanders. And you know what? What's the old line? They always used to say that any press is good press. If they're talking about you, at least they're interested in you. And so I guess we look at it that way, right?
Yeah, the Buffs still very much in those conversations, Mark. And we are looking forward to game one for the Buffs going up against Georgia Tech, game one. So can't wait to get into that with you in more detail. Probably next week. Yep. We'll ask you what you know, when did you know it, that kind of thing. So we'll look forward to it.
I'll tell you what, I had a few conversations the other day. I was out of practice and really talked and started grabbing guys afterward. I want everyone to pay attention. Number 20, Cree Thomas. I'm telling you. I think that dude is a superstar in the making. Keep an eye on him this season. Defensive back, transfer from Notre Dame. And the ESPN kid is really an interesting kid to me. I chatted with him for quite a while, and he's really Gideon Lampron. By the way, he did tell me that his brother's middle name was nearly Larry Bird. His is ESPN. His brother was nearly Larry Bird, and his mother put the kibosh on that deal. So,
wow.
How about the naming of that family?
That is, that's some creative naming going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when he told me that, I said, now, wait a minute. So your mother put the kibosh on Larry Bird being your brother's middle name, but ESPN was okay. And she said, no, she didn't know. My dad put that on the birth certificate, and she didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, that is amazing.
That's how it began. I said, they're still married. And he said, oh, yeah, they're still married. So, yeah, very funny. But those are two guys. The more I'm around them, the more I talk with them, the more I watch them. I think there are some special, special players on the defensive side at linebacker and corner in those two positions. So there's a couple things to chew on that aren't motivationally motivated here that you can think about for next week.
Well, I love thinking about different names. And listen, his family's just living the dream. We all want to name our kids something like that. And they went ahead and did it.
Yeah, but Larry, I mean, seriously, I think it's, what was his, I can't remember what his brother's, this guy, this young man's name is Gideon ESPN Lampron. His brother was something along those lines. It started with a G, I can't remember. So it would have been, let's say, Gideon Larry Bird Lampron. I mean, that's a heck of a handle right there and something to live up to, but Mom wouldn't let it happen, so it didn't go down.
That is my favorite thing now. I'm going to be Gideon ESPN Lampron is my new favorite player, yep. Mark. So,
hey, don't you think when I told him this, I said, if you do something, if you get a big sack in a big situation, get a pick six, I've got to give him a little dun dun dun.
You have to.
Air, don't I?
Yeah.
I
think
have to do something.
You might be contractually obligated to do that now, Mark. I think so. Or else they come after you for, TM, that kind of thing. Who knows?
There's got to be I'm going to have to do something. I just, I don't want to force it, but yet you've got to make some sort of reference there, I think. But we'll see.
So Gideon ESPN Lampron, though, you expect him to, be a pretty good player for this team?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Number 44, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, number 44.
Yeah.
He was at Dayton and, I don't remember the other school, but I think it was Bowling Green. He was at two schools and eventually worked his way here. He's been a tackling machine, team captain kind of guy. Tough kid, not the biggest guy in the world, but just a football playing Jesse, the kind of guys you like to watch. So I do think he's going to be a guy that we'll talk about a lot. And then, like I mentioned, Cree Thomas, I think is an NFL type of cornerback who worked this offseason, by the way, with help me out. I'm totally blanking on the name. Denver Broncos cornerback.
Champ? Was it Champ Bailey?
No. NFL MVP.
Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain.
Yes.
Yeah. He worked with Patrick Surtain this past summer.
Okay. Well,
And really enjoyed himself there and learned a lot, he said. So, but keep an eye on those two guys.
All right, man. I wrote them down here, and now we're going to talk about Gideon for a lot more reasons because it's the best middle name in the history of the world. Not that I'm like the diehard ESPN fan, but because of just someone having a middle name like that. That's great to me.
Yeah, you have to.
Mark, appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Always enjoy talking to y'all. So there you go.
Get ready, because I'm about ready to blow up y'all's cell phone with all these inspirational messages coming your way, Mark.
Love it. All right, brother. Talk to you next week.
All right, man. Gideon ESPN Lampron.
That's child abuse.
No, it's not. His family's just living the dream. Dad just says, let's do it. So, you know, let's name our other kid so-and-so Larry Bird Lampron. Yes.
That's child abuse.
No, it's not.
I did meet a guy at the Stampede once.
Dude, that guy.
Who named his kid John Elway.
It worked for him. He is a start. He's going to be the starting middle linebacker for the Colorado Buffaloes, Michael.
Was it his terrible middle name that did it?
Maybe that's what started. He knew he had to live up to that. No, he knew he had to live up to that. You don't get a middle name like ESPN and not be a Division I football player. Or a Division I something. You have to at least be a Division I something. And he probably used that as motivation. So stop with your negativity back there.
I'm going to continue to be
Gideon
negative. That's ridiculous.
ESPN Lampron. Circle the name. Number 44 for the Colorado Buffaloes. I do want to play back the speech because I want to ask Hooligans what they think of the assistant strength and conditioning coach and her speech. If it really was as bad as some people are making it out to be, that I think that's just. Listen, I'm all for, like, rolling my eyes at some of the stuff that surrounds Coach Prime, but I just don't know about this one. I'm not sure. 12:38 the time. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
One, two, three, up. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Okay, let's play it, Mike. I was going to save this for clip of the day, but now that it's relevant, we just talked to Mark Johnson. The assistant, one of the assistant strength and conditioning coaches, has a lot of people talking today because of her speech. Morgan Cote, is that right? Morgan Cote? Here's the speech, and you guys just tell me what you think about it.
Trophies are earned in practice. Trophies are earned in practice. And you are just collecting what you are owed on game day. You guys all have one of the most known logos in college football. Be proud of that, because I sure as hell am. I'll tell you what, when I go home, and keep in mind, fellas, my family's from Canada. They know who you guys are. And football ain't like that in Canada. But they know who you are. And when I talk about y'all, damn, I talk about y'all with great pride. Because guess what? I don't do this for the love of the game. I do this for the love of y'all. And I do this because I want to see y'all be successful on that field.
Not worth the... The comments that I'm seeing online, Mike.
Yeah, probably. I was going to say that's it. Did she say something controversial?
Coach Mo is what they call her. She's an assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. She has a great resume. I don't know. I mean, a lot of y'alls in there, but and it didn't sound natural. But it's okay. Are we really going to nitpick this now?
The only nitpick I would be is, like, I would say is the most recognizable logo. It's very recognizable,
it's
but it's
a
not.
Recognizable,
people don't think about that.
It's a pretty good logo. Plus, you pair that with Ralphie.
Now, people know the mascot.
Well, yeah, and that goes hand in hand with the logo. Faye says, so what's the problem? I don't know. Well, then you get people saying, wow, the strength and conditioning coach is not a big old giant beefy dude. Well, that's the assistant strength and conditioning coach. And honestly, a great strength and conditioning coach doesn't necessarily have to be the strongest person. They just have to know the form, what body parts to work out, what you need. So that's also kind of shallow. So
basically, because she's not a big, strong dude.
Because she's not a big, strong dude. Yeah, and that's I've met many strength and conditioning coaches, assistant coaches that are women that are not built like The Rock, but they know their stuff. You need to know, what does running back player need to do to get better? What does he need to focus on?
Yeah,
what body parts does he need to work on?
You learn that stuff in school.
It's a science,
and
Mike.
At whatever internship, your first job. Like, it's not like she was like,
And Faith, you're probably right on this. Not to start anything, but if she was a male, would it even be brought up? No. Because the comments are, wow, that's the strength and conditioning coach for the Buffs. No wonder they're so small. Ha, 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 ha.
I thought they weren't that small.
And they're not that small. Brian Howell told us. He's like, dude, they have like one of the biggest, or was it Mark that told us, one of the biggest offensive lines. I guess we're going to find out. Because was it last year they said they were too small? 2 years ago, I think they said they were too small. People said Travis Hunter was too small. He turned out to be pretty good. He's jacked now, by the way. He's getting bigger.
Well, he was too small.
He was a Heisman winner.
Yeah, but he was too small.
He was literally...
Haven't you read the news?
You're just being
He's
weird.
Too small.
You're being weird.
Ask ESPN.
Well, Kenny Swamy says it's very bad. Seems like she was trying to talk herself into that speech. Listen, it's probably not going to win any awards. I just don't... I'm not running through a brick wall with that speech, but I'm not like, oh, wow, you're terrible. I will never strength and condition with you anymore.
Honestly, my biggest problem with it is like... What? Like, people are nitpicking too much. To me, it's like,
does
the strength and conditioning coach or assistant coach need to talk?
Or do we even need to video it?
DC head coach.
Did we even need to video it and put it out there? Or is that part of it? You know, Coach Prime kind of knows. I don't know. It is what it is. Eastside Chris says,
not enough is going on today.
I guess. Eastside Chris texting in. What? Would love to give Michael... Give the Vulcan fingers, V, to Michael, Mr. Spock.
It actually comes from the Jewish culture, which Leonard Nimoy is Jewish, and he kind of stole that or borrowed it for Star Trek. And the aliens, Vulcans, they do this.
Stop.
Two fingers together.
Nobody cares.
In a V shape, and they say live
Dude,
long and
this
prosper.
This audience just shut the show off. They just left. They said, you know what? I'm going to go watch paint dry now because this guy's talking about the Star Treks.
And when someone says live long and prosper, you should be replying
if
with
someone,
peace and long life.
If someone says that to me, I say you will not be a future friend of mine.
Live long and prosper, Brady.
Exactly. And look what's happened in all these years. Why?
Live long and prosper.
Tanner just texts, Eastside Chris, you need fired from listening. You gave him power. You gave him power. 970 texting in. The issue is that everyone is required to have an opinion on everything. You can't just say, that wasn't great, whatever anymore. Probably, because I saw it and I'm like, huh, that's an interesting thing. And then I started to look at the comments because it was like a viral thing on X this morning. And it's like, really? That? Smitty says the assistant strength and coach speech will definitely make a difference. I'm sure it will be the difference between getting punked by 40 and only getting thumped by 30 versus Georgia Tech. Do you think Georgia Tech's probably going to win?
Yeah, probably. But honestly, they're being too hard on her. I think it wouldn't be an issue.
It's a non-issue.
It's
not.
A guy.
It's not great. It's not wonderful. It's not the worst thing. It's just whatever. I mean,
it's like
Harbaugh's. You're the football Giants. You're the New York Giants. Like that one is 10 times worse than that speech.
Yeah, at least there were someone in the background going, mm-hmm.
Somebody did say that, yeah. 12:50 the time. We will wrap up hour number two. Coming up later on, we got clip of the day. The Rams, they found themselves pretty significant get over the weekend. And then final thoughts on the Broncos preseason game one. Keep it here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Drink, and I know things.
Listen to Good Morning NoCo weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up, we got clip of the day. More about the Colorado State Rams getting some big news over the weekend. And final thoughts on all things Denver Broncos and whatever else we find in this final hour. Keep it here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.